Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas will be receiving a $115 million renovation next year, emerging from dry dock with the longest water slide at sea, a Mexican street food restaurant, a blow-dry bar, and more. In May, the ship will begin offering 3- and 4-night cruises to the Bahamas from Miami. The voyages will include a stop at the line's reimagined private island, Perfect Day at Coco Cay. And Celebrity Cruises has officially taken delivery of their newest ship, Celebrity Edge, during a ceremony at the shipyard in France. Cruise line executives, shipyard officials, and crew from 72 countries were in attendance. On November 6th, Edge will head across the Atlantic to her new home port of Port Everglades. From there, she'll sail 7-night Caribbean cruises. And finally, several passengers on board Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas were so sick earlier this week that the ship had to divert to Bermuda so they could receive medical treatment. The Royal Caribbean ship was headed from Boston to St. Martin when 3 different passengers suffered unrelated ailments that caused the captain to divert. Once the sick guests were safely disembarked, the ship continued its journey to the Caribbean. Cruise lines on the rebound this Thursday. Carnival Corporation closed at 57.75, up $1.71. Norwegian closed at 46.40, up $2.33. And Royal Caribbean closed at 108.45, up $3.72. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.